Hey everyone, back in the film room with Pete Bursich, former player, coach, and current analyst for the Vikings Entertainment Network and the Vikings Radio Network. We looked at Riley Reiff earlier. We're going to look at the other offensive tackle the Vikings signed, Mike Remmers, signed him away from the Carolina Panthers in free agency. May play right tackle for us. What do we see from Mike Remmers on tape?
Well, I think you're seeing with Mike Remmers a lot of the same things that you saw earlier with Riley Reiff, in that he's very, very strong, mm-hmm. can hold the point. He's also pretty good in space as a blocker. So you have kind of a matching pair. Now, Remmers, as we know, was a Viking before. He's taken kind of the hard way into the NFL. But we've seen that before with other guys. And if guys can get some snaps, get on the field, they can get better and better every year. So I think we have Remmers on the upswing. Let's start with the running game. Here, Remmers is lined up at left tackle. And you're going to see a play very, very similar to what we saw Riley Reiff doing. And that's a tackle getting on the outside. They're going to bring a guy in. He's going to crack the defensive end, and then you're going to be able to see Remmers operate in space on the outside. And Carolina did a lot of this in the running game. So there's the crack block. Boom. Remmers outside in space. He's able to look. Keeps the eye open. He's going to scan from outside in. San Diego is in man-to-man coverage. So the corner that he's expecting to be outside is not there. He's covering the wide receiver. So he doesn't see anyone outside. He turns back in. So he's probably not blocking his primary key. Probably it's a second or third. But he gets on him, and he stays on him, and finishes the block. When your player is on the ground at the end of the play, that's a win for the offensive line. So we're seeing great effort, good mobility, getting out on the outside. So, again, against the Oakland Raiders, Remmers is going to be right here. It's the same kind of play where you're blocking down. You're blocking down with these outside guys. You notice you have big bodies out here, tight ends, big running back, the fullback here, pulling, get the tackle pulled, which is trying to get a lot of weight on the outside, and they're able to do this. But Remmers does such a nice job once he gets out in space. You get a little bit of help with the linebacker, but again, he's hitting the first black jersey that he sees on the outside. But he starts that block around the numbers, and he's able to stay on it.
And
eventually, Cam Newton, with this block, is able to get a little bit inside, but then able to hit and get to the corner. So another nice job by Remmers getting to the outside and just having an impact when you get out there.
This is a 300-plus pound guy running like that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So in pass protection, one of the things with Remmers, I think he could still improve a little bit with his footwork, but just like we said earlier, when he a very, very good anchor, meaning the outside linebacker here is trying to bull rush him. He sees him. He's bull rushing him, but he's able to stop his feet. So you can see him slowly drifting back, and then all of a sudden when he knows he's getting in the vision or the pocket of the quarterback, he's able to drop the anchor and then stop the rush.
And this is Bruce Irvin, too. I mean, an outstanding pass rusher.
Yeah, I mean, Oakland has a couple of them, with him,
with Khalil
on the outside, and Khalil Mack on the other, yeah. So, again, Remmers out here at right tackle, same kind of thing. This is, we saw earlier, some of the stunts and those kinds of things. He has a tight end out here to make this defensive end go wide. Now, you'll see him. We don't like that he's coming out of his shuffle and turning his body, because right here, you don't have a whole lot. Your turn is, his shoulders are turned this way, not perpendicular to the pocket like they should be. But enough strength to go ahead and the speed and the athleticism to go ahead and ride the defensive end. If the defensive end wants to come here and continue to go outside, well, you'll let him go all day long because you keep the integrity of the pocket.
And this guy here, Clemens, I believe, I mean, he is an explosive rusher.
Exactly. So very, very fast.
It's good that he can get to him there.
Right. And what's nice, too, is he does get back, but when he gets to the point of contact, his pads are below, you can see right here, low man wins, right? He has his head underneath that lineman. That defensive lineman really can't do anything. A lot of times in this situation, he'll try to hump him up the field and work back underneath, but look at that position. So again, the back, here's that circle. Here's that pocket. And that was one of the things that with Cam Newton, the year they went to the Super Bowl, he had a pocket like nobody else. He had all day long to sit and survey. And in this case here, barring the guard getting beat, you really have that circle. So he has that he has that in his mind. And he does a really good job of doing that. But opening up for the big play down the field.
Yep.
So against Seattle, Remmers again out here on the left side. This is another good example of working against athleticism. This is the same situation that we saw before. Remember we talked about game planning and how do you help a guy who's consistent. A tight end sitting right here widens this defensive end and makes him run a longer loop to the quarterback. And Remmers does a really nice job of getting himself out there. Shoulders are nice and square at the point of attack. Now, We talk about the offensive lineman. You'll see him give a little ground, but then he builds that wall once he knows he gets to the pocket. And this is, you know, he right here, he's doesn't really have the leverage, but he's able to, boom, drop his anchor, and then force the defensive end outside.
Is that an adjustment by Remmers? Like, oh, this guy is on me. I've given ground. And so he adjusts by what you say, dropping
exactly.
his anchor.
Okay. Yeah, well, exactly. Because when you see, once he sees this by the defensive end, the end has put his hands on him. He knows he's trying to power rush him.
Right.
So once that happens, now he's able to say, okay, I got to drop my anchor because he's not trying to speed rush me.
Yep.
If you get too heavy, then you get a lot of what TJ Clemmings saw, like with Whitney Mercilus, is they sweep the hands.
Yeah.
You know, offensive lineman's like a chair. If you tilt them, it's easy to, you know, if you try to push an old chair, you can't move it. But if it's up tipped on its edge, it's easy to push over. So if you're leaning too far forward and then all of a sudden you pull the rug out, they'll fall forward and the defensive lineman will go behind him. So nice job controlling his weight in that situation.
All right, so with Remmers and Reef, it seems, you've got guys who they're big guys, 300-pounders, but they can get out in space and move and be athletic and beat guys in space who are smaller than them. And you also have some guys who can drop their anchor and they seem to be consistent.
No, you're right about that. And you'll see both those guys pulling, getting in space. You'll see both of them being able to withstand the power rush. Well, the only thing that we haven't seen is a lot of work against the speed guys. But in the highlight film, you know you got two good blockers, real smart guys, and very good with their feet. So we can get a tight end who's able to come down and block, and I think that's going to be another key, is if we can get a big tight end body to be doing those down blocks on those defensive ends and pulling our tackles out in space, that could be very, very productive for us in the run.
Digging into the X's and O's with Vikings Radio Network analyst and VEN analyst Pete Bursich. It's a lot of fun. We have more to come in the coming weeks, so make sure you stay tuned right here to Vikings.com.